Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أمن تذاكر جيران بذي سلام ما زد دم عن جرام مقلة بدم مولاي يا صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أم هبت الريح من تلقائك ظيمات أو مضى البرق في الظلماء من إظام مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فما لي عينيك إن قلت اكفوفا همتا وما لي قلبك إن قلت استفيق ياهيم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أيحسب صب أن الحب منكتم ما بين منسجم منه ومغطرم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم لولا الهوى لم ترق دمعا على طلال ولا أرقت لذكر الباني والعالم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فكيف تنكر حبا بعدما شهدت به عليك عدول الدمع والسقام مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وأثبت الوجد خطي عبرات وضانا مثل البهام على خديك والعنام مولاي صلي وسلم دائما
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربي هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. The stanza we are busy with, stanza number 17, if you take it in on the whole. But if you see, it is stanza number 4 according to this chapter. This is chapter number 2, which deals with the nafs. In this chapter, you know that Allama Busayri rahimullah is addressing himself and seeking to reform and supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at times also addressing himself saying, why am I so wayward? In this particular stanza, فَلَا تَرُمْ بِالْمَعَاصِي كَسْرَ شَهْوَتِهَا. You cannot go into, you cannot, if you look at this word, رَامَ يَرُومُ رَوْمًا. What does this mean? وَمَرَامًا. It means to make an intention. فَلَا تَرُمْ. You cannot intend. بِالْمَعَاسِ. مَعَاسِ. You know, مَعْسِيَتْ. Vice, sin. You cannot, through مَعَاسِ, through vice and sins, cut off your desires. In Urdu, pas aap gunahu ke zariye nafs ki shahwat ko torne ka irada na kare. Inna ta'ama yuqawwi shahwat an-nahy mein pesha kana bahut zyada kaane wale ke liye beshak kana bahut zyada kaane wale ke shauk ko taqwiyat pahunchata hai. Surely food or overindulging in food for those who have this passion for food, it only gives them strength. A person is obese, he wants to lose weight, but he says, okay, I'm going to have a diet. What's this diet all about? Nowadays the diets are, when you ask people, they say, no, the diet is such that we do not have to cut down on food. We just have to replace and replenish. That's our diet. Like they say, the person said, they asked him, what diet are you on? He said, I'm on the seafood diet. Seafood diet, what does that mean? You're not eating fish? No, he said, seafood diet, I see food. And I just want to engage. That's my diet. So this person who is totally obese and he wants to lose weight, and he says, no, I'm going to eat more. So this is what Allama Abu Sayri rahimullah is teaching us. فَلَا تَرُمْ بِالْمَعَاصِي كَسْرَ شَهْوَتِهَا. See, he gives you first. He throws these words. Of course, it's dedicated to himself, but for us, it's lessons. You cannot decrease ma'asi. You cannot intend to become a person who is obedient and staying away from sin. فَلَا تَرُمْ بِالْمَعَاسِ كَسْرَ شَهْوَتِهَا. Through sinning, through vice, engaging in sin, it's not going to cut down your pleasures. And we spoke about fasting. If you just take fasting, take the verse, fasting has been prescribed upon you. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Fasting has been prescribed upon you, just as it was prescribed upon those who came before you. And the objective of what? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So when you broke away from food, and we've spoken about intermittent fasting, and that fasting that is from sunrise to sunset, they say this is beneficial for you. First they said, no, you must fast 3 days. We're not speaking of the Muslims, we're speaking about those who are diet experts, and they said, no, 3 days, and this is a detox for you. But when they did more research, and this is what they constantly do, they do more research. Sometimes it's taking them further and further away. And sometimes for those who are truthful, it's only enabling them, it's only allowing them to get closer to recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they say, for example, we said to you, Enric Sala, National Geographic Explorer in Residence and founder of this organization or this movement, Pristine Seas, said, just when we think there is nothing left to discover on planet Earth, we find a massive coral made of nearly 1 billion little polyps. And this is pulsing with life and color. So just that first statement, that's dangerous. They're trying to say that we've discovered everything. We thought we discovered everything. But then we came to discover this coral, a massive coral. No, there's lots you will never discover. Just now coming into this studio, I saw a spider hanging from the roof. And then you wonder, You can't see the threads, but you just see the spider hanging in mid-air. And you just tend to think, Ya Allah, You are so great. We are worried, concerned about what's happening in our lives, what the future holds for us. And we cannot manage our own selves. When you get sick, can you manage? You just put into that condition where you become at certain times, Allah protect us, and we should recite the Masnoon du'as, you become helpless. So when you see the spider, then you wonder what world the spider is. While we are engaging, stressing, there's so many people being killed, everything, the spider is relaxing in mid-air in a world of his own. And then you tend to think, Ya Allah, You are so great. And scientists claim that they've discovered most, or just like when this person, Enric Sala, said, just when we think there is nothing left to discover on planet Earth, like they know so much. Do they really know what's happening? No. They don't even know and understand the processes fully within their own systems. Yes, they may have understanding here and there, but fully to process all that understanding, it can never be. And you look at the spider and then you think Surah 29 of the Quran Sharif, chapter 29, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a chapter in the Quran, in His Kalam, about the spiders. Suratul Ankabut. Suratul Ankabut. So they don't have much to speak and boast about. Allah Azza wa Jal, through His Kalam, and Allama Abu Sayri Rahimullah, later you'll see in the chapter of Quran, لَهَا مَعَانٍ كَمَوْجِ الْبَحْرِ فِي مَدَدٍ. The verses of the Quran Sharif, one to the next, in terms of its meanings, it is like the ocean in terms of its movement, going forth, coming back, that gush sound, all of this, the beauty of the Quran Sharif. So all of this is helping us, assisting us to recognize the greatness of Allah. And when it comes to our own selves, our shortfalls. That is why in Suratul Adiyat, Allah takes an oath on the horses, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents to you the condition of insan. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanud. Insan is ever ungrateful to his sustainer. Speaking of the spider, in verse 41, so Surah 29, verse 41, is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents to you this. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. The parable of those who take protectors other than Allah is that of the spider. كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. اتَّخَذَتْ بَيْتَا. It is that of a spider spinning a shelter. It creates its home. And I was saying to you, when I walked into the studio, I saw the spider mid-air. But you can't see the thread going up to the roof. How weak is it? You can't even see it. Allah says, وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. And the flimsiest of all shelters, and the flimsiest of all shelters is certainly that of a spider. لو كانوا يعلمون. If only they knew. See how Allah Azza wa Jalla addresses. If only they knew. The parable, understand the whole similitude, the parable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, those people who take protectors other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their similitude is that of the spider. اتخذت بيتا, it's spinning a shelter, creating its home. Allah says the flimsiest of homes, and the flimsiest of homes is that of the home of a spider. So when you take someone else as your protector other than Allah, then understand well, that is a flimsy way to take protection. Just like how that house of a spider is so flimsy, you just walk into it by mistake and you don't even know, but you've broken the entire home. You couldn't feel anything. It's just that flimsy. لو كانوا يعلمون. If only they knew. So coming back to this, فلا ترم بالمعاصي كسر شهوتها. Through the avenue of sinning, it's not going to decrease your lustful carnal desires. It's not going to decrease it. Tarum, we said to you, it means that to make an intention. Chahna. So let's see and get a better understanding of this. When we turn to the hadith and we said to you, it's our intention to present to you this hadith, especially for those intending to become a hafiz, motivation for all of us, for you and I and all. A woman of the age of 80 plus, completing her hifz or her jalsa is going to be next month in December. They sent to us the whole. So 80 years, her parents passed away, definitely her spouse passed away, and she's become a hafidha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from her and give courage to the rest of us too. You struggling with your hifz, here's a beautiful hadith. Our focus is on understanding words and also presenting to you, but when a hadith like this comes, then we have to, it's beneficial for the ummah as well. So this hadith here is narrated by, it is Ikrimah. Ikrimah, you know, is the slave of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. And he narrates from Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. Narration, if you want the reference, Tirmidhi, hadith 3570. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentions, بينما نحن عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Let's take this opportunity, O esteemed listener. Let's say صلى الله عليه وسلم, صلى الله عليه وسلم, so that our time is also beneficial. We're making our time fruitful, and these utterances, beautiful utterances, you are placing yourself in between two kareems. Al-Kareem is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Kareem is also a name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Durood Sharif is this. You are asking, you know your feeble state. We spoke about the spider and the home, the feeble state of the spider. We know our feeble state. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions this in Surah An-Nisa, verse 28. An insan was created weak. So knowing this, where will we ever able to express the gratitude or able to express the real praises for the coming of Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can never do so. So by pleading and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is teaching us that we cannot fulfill the rights, but Ya Allah, you are fully capable, you fulfill the rights on our behalf. So we say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are placing, see, you're asking Allah, Allah, you bestow peace and blessings upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So yeah, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu is saying, we were with Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. إِذْ جَاءَهُ عَلِيُّ بْنُ أَبِي طَالِبٍ, when Sayyiduna Ali ibn Talib, Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, had come, فَقَالْ, and he said, Ali radiallahu anhu said, بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي, may my father and mother be ransomed for you. تفلتل, and he says, تفلت هذا القرآن من صدري فما أجدني أقدر عليه. تفلت هذا القرآن من صدري فما أجدني أقدر عليه. This Quran Sharif has suddenly left my heart, and I do not find myself capable of it. فَقَالَ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, remember we said to you once in a gathering, so we gathered here over the airwaves. Once in a gathering is wajib. After that, it depends on your love. How much do I love Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam to keep on saying, every time I remember my beloved, every time I'm reminded of my beloved, I just say, my lips just flows towards sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Did not Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam say and describe who is a miser? Al-Bakhilu idha dhukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya. A bakhil, a miser, is he, when I mentioned in front of him, then he does not send durood upon me. There is a miser. Meaning, we're not even asking to spend any of your money. Just the movement of your lips, and this movement is for your own benefit. 10 sins wiped off every time you say it, 10 rewards on your name, and 10 times your status is raised when you say sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says to Ali radiallahu anhu, Ya Aba al-Hasan, afala u'allimuka kalimatin yanfa'uka Allahu bihinna wa yanfa'u bihinna man 'allamtahu wa yuthabbitu وَيُثَبِّتُ مَا تَعَلَّمْتَ فِي صَدْرِكَ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, should I not teach you words that Allah shall benefit you with, and benefit whomsoever you teach, and they will make whatever you have learned in your chest firm? Look at this. This is narration of Tirmidhi, Hadith 3570. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is teaching Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. When Ali radiallahu anhu had said and mentioned that what was in my chest, the Quran Sharif has suddenly left my heart, expressing this here. See, that condition, you need to speak to those who are, you'll say, the expertise. And this is the shuyukh, maybe handful in number. But when you look at them, they remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're living the life of sunnah, and their only goal is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, they will fall short here and there, but ultimately their goal is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and strive in this regard. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, shall I not teach you words that will benefit, that Allah will benefit with? Shall I not teach you words that Allah shall benefit you with, and benefit whomsoever? وَيَنْفَعُ بِهِنَّ مَنْ عَلَّمْتَهُ, and benefit those whom you teach. Benefit whomsoever you teach. That's not all. وَيُثَبِّتُ مَا تَعَلَّمْتَ فِي صَدْرِكَ. And of course, it will strengthen what is in your chest. And they will make whatever you have learned, these words meaning, it will make whatever you have learned in your chest firm. قال أجل. Ali radiallahu anhu said, yes, why not? Ya Rasulullah, fa'allimni, please teach it to me. قال Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, إذا كان ليلة الجمعة, when it is the night of Jumu'ah, so tonight, Jumu'ah, right, Thursday night, Jumu'ah, Laylatul Jumu'ah. فَإِنِسْتَطَعْتَ أَن تَقُومَ فِي ثُلُثُ اللَّيْلِ الْآخِرِ فَإِنَّهَا سَاعَةٌ مَشْهُودَةٌ وَالدُّعَاءُ فِيهَا مُسْتَجَابٌ. See, this is where we come to learn that. On the night of Jumu'ah, there is, verily, there is, when it reaches the third of the night, the third of the night. So just before, it's just before now, you know, when we say suhoor ends, that time there is one masjid in our surroundings, you will hear just when Fajr sets in, adhan is given. That's not the correct way. Yes, for Ramadan, that's fine. But on a normal basis, that's not the correct way. But nonetheless, Fajr has set in. If a person reads Fajr Salah at that time, Fajr is complete. So just before Suhoor ends, that moment, those moments before that, the last third of the night, the last third of the night, then verily it is a witnessed hour. فَإِنَّهَا سَاعَةٌ مَشْهُودَةٌ. And supplications, وَالدُّعَاءُ فِيهَا مُسْتَجَابٌ. Du'as made in there, supplications are answered in that particular hour. وَقَدْ قَالَ أَخِي يَعْقُوبُ لِبَنِيهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, my brother Ya'qub said to his sons. My brother Ya'qub, we say alayhi salam, said to his sons, Sofa astaghfiru lakum rabbi. Sofa astaghfiru lakum rabbi. I shall seek forgiveness for you from my sustainer. Yaqulu hatta ta'tiya laylatul jumu'ah. Until the day, يَقُولُ, he said this, until حَتَّى تَأْتِيَ لَيْلَةُ الْجُمُعَةِ, until the night of Jumu'ah came, فَإِن لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ فَقُمْ فِي وَسْطِهَا. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, until, if you cannot manage this, فَقُمْ فِي وَسْطِهَا, then stand in the middle portion of it. فَإِن لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ فَقُمْ فِي أَوَّلِهَا. And you can't manage that too, then in the first portion of it, after you read your Isha Salah, all of that, then engage in this. فَقُمْ فِي أَوَّلِهَا فَصَلِّ أَرْبَعَ رَكَعَاتٍ. Then perform four rakats of Salah. تَقْرَأُ فِي الرَّكْعَةِ الْأُولَى بِفَاتِحَةِ الْكِتَابِ وَسُورَةِ يَاسِينَ وَفِي الرَّكْعَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ بفاتحة الكتاب وحاميم الدخان وفي الركعة الثالثة بفاتحة الكتاب وألف لام ميم تنزيل السجدة وفي الركعة الرابعة بفاتحة الكتاب وتبارك المفصل وتبارك المفصل. فإذا فرغت, so let's do until here. So it is, which portion of the night? Ideally, that last portion of the night. That's when Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salam had made istighfar for his sons. That last portion. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you cannot mention that, then the middle portion. If you can't manage the middle portion, then the first portion. So that ease is there. What should you read? You should recite 4 rakats of Salah, Nafal Salah. In the first rakat, you're going to recite Suratul Fatiha is normal. And after that, Surah Yasin. In the second rakat, you are going to recite Suratul Fatiha, and you are going to be reciting thereafter Ad-Dukhan. Hamim Ad-Dukhan. That is your second rakat. Third rakat, you're going to be reciting Suratul Fatiha and Suratul Sajda. Alif Lam Mim Tanzilu Sajda. So there, that's your third rakat. Fourth rakat, you're going to be reciting Suratul Fatiha and Tabarakalladhi Biyadihil Mulk. So this is the sequence. Understood? First rakat, Surah Yasin. Second rakat, Hamim Ad-Dukhan. Third rakat, Suratul Sajda. Fourth rakat, you're going to be reciting Tabarakalladhi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ مِنَ التَّشَهُدِّ, when you are done with your tashahud, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ مِنَ التَّشَهُدِّ, when you're done with your tashahud, فَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ, then praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَحْسِنِ الثَّنَاءَ عَلَى اللَّهِ, and beautify your praises, your glorification upon Allah. And this too, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us in this narration, comes in Muslim. Allahumma la uhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Ya Allah, we are incapable, incapacitated of praising you, glorifying you the way you are ought to be praised. You are as you've praised yourself. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, wa salli alayya. And then make Durood Sharif, recite Salawat, Yazid, wa salli alayya. Make Durood Sharif, wa ahsin, and beautify it, wa ala sa'irin nabiyyin, and upon all the Anbiya alayhimus salam, wa staghfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat, and seek forgiveness upon your mu'mineen, your brothers, your Muslim brothers, mu'min, and Muslim females, Muslim males, وَالْإِخْوَانِكَ الَّذِينَ سَبَقُوكَ بِالْإِيمَانِ, and your brothers who have came before you and passed on with Iman. ثُمَّ قُلْ فِي آخِرِ ذَلِكَ, and then read. ثُمَّ قُلْ فِي آخِرِ ذَلِكَ, and then eventually at the end say, اللَّهُمْ ارْحَمْنِي بِتَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِي أَبَدًا ما أبقيتني وارحمني أن أتكلف ما لا يعنيني وارزقني حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عني. Make this dua. O Allah, have mercy on me by abandonment of sins forever. اللهم ارحمني بترك المعاصي أبدا. Have mercy upon me by the abandonment of sins forever. ما أبقيتني, for as long as you keep me remaining. وَرْحَمْنِي أَنْ أَتَكَلَّفَ مَا لَا يَعْنِينِي, and have mercy upon me from taking upon myself what does not concern me. وَرْزُقْنِي حُسْنَ النَّظَرِي فِي مَا يُرْضِيكَ عَنِّي, and also bless me, provide me good sight for what will make you pleased with me. اللهم بديع السماوات والأرض ذا الجلال والإكرام والعزة التي لا ترام. Look how beautiful this dua is. اللهم, O Allah, the originator of the heavens and the earth, أسألك يا الله, I ask you, يا الله, in plural, نسألك يا الله, يا رحمن, O merciful, بجلالك, by your glory, وَنُورِ وَجْهِكَ, and through the nur and the light of your countenance, أَنْ تُلْزِمَ قَلْبِي حِفْظَ كِتَابِكَ كَمَا عَلَّمْتَنِي وَرْزُقْنِي أَنْ أَتْلُوَهُ عَلَى النَّحْوِ الَّذِي يُرْضِيكَ عَنِّي. What a beautiful dua. O Allah, O Rahman, by your glory and the light of your countenance, we ask you, we plead to you, to make my heart, our hearts, constant in remembering your kitab as you taught me. And grant me that I recite it in the manner that will make you pleased with me. Allahumma badi'a as-samawati wal-ard, dhal-jalali wal-ikram, dhal-jalali wal-ikram, wal-izzati allati la turam. O Allah, the originator of the heavens and the earth, possessor of glory and generosity and honor that is not exceeded. You've granted so much. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, yeah, you are making the dua, you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالْعِزَّةِ لَا تُرَامُ. And such izzah. You are filled with all of this glory, generosity, and honor which is not limited. So at this particular juncture, Mufti Ridaul Haq Sahib mentions, because remember in the hadith, فَلَا تَرُمْ, this word تَرُمْ came. And ya la turam, so it's from the same family, from the same scales, or from the same roots. Allahumma dhal jalali wal ikram wal izzati allati la turam. Yani aise izzat wale jis tak, O the possessor of izz, of honor, to that point which even if we intended to reach such honor, we can never ever reach it, even in expressing that honor. As'aluka ya Allah, ya Rahman, bi jalalika wa nuri wajhika, an tunawwira bi kitabika basari, wa an tutliqa bihi lisani, wa an tufarrija bihi an qalbi, wa an tashraha bihi sadri, wa an taghtasila, wa an taghsila bihi badani, li'annahu la yu'ni, li'annahu la yu'inuni ala al-haqqi khayruka, wa la yu'tihi illa ant, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. This is the dua. This is the dua. There's no time to go into the details, but at least learn it. Learn it. And practice upon it. I gave you the reference. The meanings of this year, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching Ali radiallahu anhu, make dua in this manner. How to make dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching. O Rahman, by your glory and the light of your countenance, make my heart constant in remembering your kitab as you taught me. And grant me that I recite it in the manner that will make you pleased with me. O Allah, originator of the heavens and the earth, possessor of glory and generosity and honor which is unlimited. I ask you, ya Allah, ya Rahman, by your glory and the light of your face, the light of your countenance, to enlighten my sight with your book, your kitab, and make my tongue free with it, and to relieve my heart with it, and to expand my chest with it, and to wash my body with it. For indeed, none aids me upon the truth other than you, and none gives it except you, and there is no might or power except by Allah, the High, the Magnificent. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, Ya Abul Hasan, continue this, do this for 3 Fridays, or 5, or 7, you will be answered by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who sent me with the truth, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, it has not failed a believer once. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, so by Allah, Ali radiallahu anhu did not wait but 5 or 7 until Ali radiallahu anhu came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a gathering similar to that and said, Ya Rasulullah, indeed I was a man in the time that passed who used to not take except four verses or about that much. So when I would recite them to myself, they would suddenly depart from me. And today I learn 40 verses or about that much, and then I recite them to myself. Then it is as if the book of Allah is before my eyes. I used to hear a hadith, and when I would repeat it, it would suddenly depart me. And today I hear a hadith, and when I report them, I do not err in a single letter. So the Messenger of Allah said at that point, a believer by Allah, the sustainer of the Kaaba this year, Abu al-Hasan. This is what we should bring yaqeen in. And this is the beautiful hadith. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.